As I mentioned, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says there are people organizing the anger and violence in Columbia and elsewhere. It's obvious he's actually right about this. Listen.
We strongly believe that is the case right now. That there are people who are here, they latch on to any protest. To see our police officers having bottles thrown at them, chairs. People who peacefully protest for an issue, they're not throwing bottles and chairs. And so we know that we have acknowledged and saw across the country, there are people who come, have nothing to do with the issue, and they want to aggravate. What I believe is a number of people who are really trying to use this to cause violence in our city. And we're going to seek them out. And we're going to identify them. And I think Commissioner Daughtry made a good point when I saw one of the interviews he did. Why is everybody's tent the same? Was there a fire sale on those tents? There's some organizing going on. You know, there's a well-concerted organizing effort. And what's the goal of that organizing? That's what we need to be asking ourselves.
Yeah, the goal is what you said, Mr. Mayor, to create dissent, anger, violence in the streets. These kids all being brought together by an outside force. I agree with that. And about all those tents that look the same. Yeah, like I said, I saw the same thing in Chicago recently to house the illegals that have invaded the city. So the tents and the setup all look the same, block after block. It means two things. It's organized, number one. And number two, it's paid for by somebody. So it's not just people coming in that are people that are just agitators. They show up anyway. Somebody's behind this. And after the tents are set up and the occupation begins, then the fuse for something much bigger has been lit, you see. That's where we stand. There is no God but Allah, and martyr is beloved of Allah. That is the chant by far too many on the campus of Columbia and elsewhere. This is a precursor for the violence that is coming during the upcoming summer of hate. Listen to this. Yeah, this doesn't end well, clearly. Just no way this doesn't end with violence and bloodshed, with universities and cities in flames. By the way, Columbia yesterday, instead of dealing with its own self-inflicted crisis by taking control of the uprising, instead told the students they would be conducting the rest of the year remotely for class. Yeah, that $70,000 annual education will be coming through on Zoom. And just overnight, Columbia now announcing that there'll be a 48-hour negotiation period. Negotiations! With these people taking over your campus. Making it so Jewish students have to flee the campus for fear of their own lives. And some of the kids enrolled there think that might be the best option. Sadly, with everything that's going on, that's right. For Jewish students, Columbia is just too dangerous to stay there right now. Listen to them.
Emerging online, and another showing a young woman holding a sign pointing in the direction of Jewish students, saying Al-Qassam's next targets, Hamas's military wing. Students Andrew Stein and Alicia Baker say they don't feel safe.
It was the most terrified I'd probably been in my entire life.
On Saturday night, Stein says he was on campus for a pro-Israel counter-protest when this happened. You see him in the white sweatshirt filming as a group of pro-Palestinian protesters yell expletives against Israel.
They started saying in Arabic, Hamas, Hamas, our beloved, please bomb Tel Aviv. And then they started saying, we're coming for you. No Zionists on this campus, like get off campus.
Stein alleges the situation escalated.
Me and my friend had water poured, physically poured in our face. My friend was actually abused in the middle of campus.
Yeah, it makes you think we're getting set up for something much bigger, doesn't it? Makes you think, well, maybe Congress will do something. Maybe the governor of New York will finally step in and put an end to it. But instead, some high-profile politicians get out the gas can and douse the flames of hatred. Apparently, it's what they enjoy doing. Bernie Sanders, a longtime anti-Semite himself, among those fueling the flames of hate and violence against Jews. Here he is.
Mr. President, Hamas started this war, and that is true. But this war stopped being about defending Israel a long time ago. What is going on now is the destruction of the very fabric of Palestinian life. It is impossible to look at these facts and not conclude that the Israeli government's policy has been, quite deliberately, to make Gaza uninhabitable for Palestinians. And clearly, there are powerful voices in Israel's extreme right-wing government who have been quite open about their desire to drive the Palestinian people out of both Gaza and the West Bank.
Yeah. But Bernie's not a guy in the majority, and neither are the hate mongers and Jew haters in Columbia or anywhere else. And I can tell you, this is not good politically for Joe Biden and the Democrats. They have already lost the Jewish vote in November, and it may get a lot worse because some people can see what is happening for exactly what it is. Here's one of those people.
Well, what's going on with the colleges and where they're closing Columbia now? I mean, it's just crazy. Columbia should gain a little strength, a little courage, and keep their school open. It's crazy, because that means the other side wins. When you start closing down colleges and universities, that means the other side. In Japan, they don't know about that. They don't close. They keep it open. They make it work. And the people running Columbia have made a grave mistake. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there you have it. Donald Trump telling the truth. By the way, according to the Babylon Bee over at Harvard, they've solved this entire problem. According to the Babylon Bee at Harvard, they've solved this problem. They've installed Jew detectors at all entrances to the university. Yeah, that way they can get down. Claudine Gay announcing the university has installed Jew detectors at all entrances to solve the problem. That from the Babylon Bee. You do the math. I'll take a break and be back. It is the Steve Gruber Show.